So, if you notice in your bulletin, they asked me what I wanted to talk about today. And the thing that has just reverberated in my spirit and in my heart is the work that has been done historically, but also the work that we need to do in continuance of where we currently are. So my thought for today is it's time to get to work, and with a subtopic, are you handling your business? Just look at your neighbor real quick and say, hey, neighbor. Come on, don't be afraid. Say, hey, neighbor. Are you handling? Repeat after me. Are you handling your business? Very good. Very good. Very good. It's okay. It's all right. And if you're not, it's okay. We're going to talk about it. So, can I take this off and get a little bit more comfortable? Sometimes these coats, you know, make us a little bit greater than where we are. So today, as we gather in this sanctuary, we're in the heart of Meadville. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the Martin Luther King weekend. And as we honor the life and the legacy of the prophetic witness of Dr. King, we celebrate a man who had courage. We celebrate a man who had conviction. We celebrate a man who had faith to transform not only a nation, but an entire world. But more than him being a civil rights leader, Dr. King was a man of faith. He was a man who taught about God and caused us to reflect on how we can use our faith to mobilize the world. He himself was all about work, and he was about handling his business. I know everyone is not a Christian believer, but my roots are in Christianity, even though I have made mention about me becoming a Unitarian because I just love this environment. But I will say this, that there's a scripture in the Bible in Luke 2:49. And Jesus was talking and he said, "Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" And in Luke 23:46, at the end of his life, his earthly ministry, he cried out saying, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." It sounds similar to a message, one of the last messages that Dr. King said, when he said, "I've been to the mountaintop, I've seen the promised land, and I might not get there with you, but I know we as a people can get to the promised land." He said that longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that right now. I just want to do God's will. And I think that's what our heart must be moving towards, is doing the higher power's will, not getting caught up on what's happening around us in this world, not getting caught up but being cognizant of what's happening, right? We don't ignore what's happening. But if we get so caught up in what's happening around us and not doing the work, that's the plan of the enemy. That's the plan of the evil one. And I believe that there is a good force and that there is a bad force. I believe that there is, you know, yin and yang. I believe in all of that. But we must be the positive force behind all that is happening in our world today. And so Jesus modeled what it means to live on an assignment. He knew why he came. He knew what he had to do. He knew what he had to finish. And I'm here to tell you that a lot of us struggle with our assignment. A lot of us struggle, why are we here on this earth? What is my purpose? What is my destiny? What have I been born to do? And when you don't know what you're born to do, you're looking aimlessly in a place where you're looking for an answer. We all are looking for an answer. We all have not arrived. I think we all are still trying to figure out what the answer is. But the closer and closer we get to our purpose, the closer and closer we get to our destiny and knowing why we're here, the more effective we become in this world. Church, this is a time for us to reflect how we're working and are we truly handling our business. Dr. King didn't wait for conditions to be perfect. He didn't wait for the world to understand him. He didn't wait for the path to be easy. He saw injustice and he acted. He saw inequality and he spoke truth to inequality. He saw suffering and he marched based upon that suffering that he saw. And in Meadville, our work here is no different. There are families in need. There are children who need guidance. There are elders who need care. There are streets and neighborhoods and homes and hands and hearts willing to do the work. But my question to you today, are you handling your business? Dr. King reminds us today that faith without action is dead. Prayer must be followed by work. Vision must be followed by service. Belief must be followed by obedience. If we look at the contrast of Jesus and Dr. King, Jesus humbled himself under the hand of God, and titles meant nothing. You know, oftentimes, even though, you know, they call me the executive director and all of this stuff, Reverend, all of that stuff, my mom named me Jackie L. Robeson Jr. So the titles mean absolutely nothing. It's all about getting the work done. And so recognizing that the titles mean nothing, that money is really a means for us to get the work done, right? It's not necessarily for us to heap it upon ourselves. I'm not going to go there because I can go there and leave a little bit more. But we have to model the humility of Dr. King and Jesus. They didn't seek for an applause. They didn't chase for to be famous. They understood the calling and they were obedient to that calling. Church, here in Meadville, we are called to that same humility. We cannot wait for someone else to do the work. We cannot point fingers, because when we point fingers, there's four pointing right back at us. We cannot act like someone else's sin is greater than our own, because there's a saying that says all have sinned and fallen short. There in the black church, there's a song called that by the Canton Spirituals, and it says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. We got to handle our business. And passion is what moves purpose. Jesus and Dr. King had a passion. They had a passion which produced action. Passion is sacrifice. Passion is showing up when it's uncomfortable. Dr. King's passion moved him into the streets. His passion moved him into jail. His passion moved him to organize and preach and march and speak to power. And he was unwavering in that. The fact of the matter is, my friends, is that we can't be afraid to speak up when we see something wrong. When we see injustice in our community, you're just as responsible of those who are causing the injustice if you don't speak up and say something. When you see a wrong act happening, don't be afraid to speak up. It takes courage. It takes faith. It takes tenacity. But this is what we're called to do. Our passion is what moves us into our purpose. Passion moves you to serve in your home. Passion moves you to go to work every day. Passion moves you to serve in this church. Passion should move us to serve in our community. We should stop just talking about change, but get busy and make the change happen. Let me say this. I want to talk about our personal walk with ourselves. I was talking to Karen. Karen and I have a wonderful relationship. And I was talking about how a lot of us don't like ourselves, right? Because of whatever we've gone through in our lives. But you have to get to a point that you're comfortable with yourself, that you enjoy being around your own company. And I told Karen, and she laughed and cracked up. I said, I get along with Jackie Robertson very well. I have a good time with Jackie Robertson. We have good company. And I try, and you know, what happened in November when I got sick, I realized that I lost a bit of me. Because, yes, I was doing the work, but I wasn't doing the work on myself. And a lot of us need to take a moment. Yes, we're busy doing the work, but we have to look at the work that we're doing in ourselves. You know, I'm notorious for not drinking water. I have this water that I hate water, so they have something called Crystal Light, right? And it adds a little flavor to the water. So, and my doctor said that it's not good for you to drink the Crystal Light. So what I do is I add just a little just to get the water in me, right? So let me drink some water right now. I'm horrible at drinking water. And so I realized that by me not drinking water, I'm walking around dehydrated, right? Wasn't taking vitamins, you know, and just totally vitamin deficient. I'm taking care of everybody else, making sure that people got food, making sure they got clothes, making sure that payroll is getting done, making sure that the FCCA and the community at large is being taken care of. But I myself was literally killing myself because I'm not taking care of my own self. And I got to go home to a wife. And so for some of you who know my wife, she do not play. And I got to go home to a 17-year-old and a 5-year-old that demand my attention. And a lot of times, by the end of the day, I was depleted because, again, taking care of everybody else, but not taking care of myself. And so when I talk about handling business, it's twofold. It's a balance where you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of other people. And some of us have become imbalanced because we like to take care of ourselves, but we don't like to take care of other people. Or we take care of ourselves or take care of other people too much, and we don't take care of ourselves. And I think as we look at this today, we need to reflect on how are we mentally, physically, emotionally, and psychologically taking care of ourselves. Okay? How much more time do I have? I've got a few more minutes, right? Race for the clock. So, at the end of the day, I want to go back to finishing our assignment, right? Because one day, after we've taken care of everybody else, taken care of ourselves, it's going to come a point in time that our assignment is finished. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." What does that mean? We're not going to be here forever. And so, being that we're not going to be here forever, I think Dr. King knew that he was not going to be here much longer when he gave that final dissertation. We all have different times that we may be called home. But the question is today, is the work that you're doing impactful? Is the work that you're doing causing a difference? And if you're not doing the work, what work can you do that may cause an impact on someone else's life? Dr. King was ready to die. He was ready to risk it. He put it all out there. And so he didn't quit. He finished strong, and he didn't compromise. He stood up for what he believed in. And that's why we continue years later to recognize this wonderful man. Was he perfect? Absolutely not. Did he have issues? We all do. But he didn't let that stuff overtake the work that needed to be done. I'm just going to say a few more things and I'm going to close. Dr. King often said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" I submit to you today that that answer will always be with us here in Meadville. We have children who need guidance, families who need support, neighbors who need hope. We cannot wait for someone else to do it. We cannot delay. The time is now. Let's get to work, everybody. Thank you for your time.
Please rise.